Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. Children between the ages of 5 and 11 will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine in Australia from next month. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has approved the Pfizer vaccine for children in this age group, following the Therapeutic Goods Administration's provisional approval earlier this week. Queensland has identified 6 new community cases of COVID-19, all located on the Gold Coast. It's led to the cancellation of school graduations at Broadbeach State School because a student has tested positive to coronavirus. About 80% of people in Queensland, aged 16 years and over, are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But authorities are concerned about lower vaccination rates on the Gold Coast compared to other parts of Queensland. Health Minister Yvette Darth says more COVID-19 testing is being set up soon.
We can assume that there is likely to be transmission happening across the Gold Coast. We know that the Gold Coast double dose rate of vaccination is around 4 to 6% lower than the rest of Brisbane.
An investigation is being conducted into a potential breach of COVID-19 rules when 3 illegal gatherings allegedly took place during lockdowns last year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's press chief, Jack Doyle, allegedly delivered a speech to around 30 people and handed out awards at some of the Downing Street parties held on December the 18th. It's believed Mr. Doyle also attended COVID-19 meetings that month and is currently in charge of the recent strategy, saying no party had taken place. Government adviser Allegra Sutton already resigned over the emergence of a video of her last December joking about a Christmas party. South Africa's president is speaking out against countries who've imposed travel bans on Southern African nations in response to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus is worried that these bans might deter other countries from being transparent if health officials discover new variants in the future. He says he hopes others will follow the decisions of leaders in Switzerland and France who reversed their restrictions. President Cyril Ramaphosa agrees that more governments need to improve emergency responses in these situations.
This pandemic has shown how we respond to a truly global crisis. It has shown several shortcomings and weaknesses.
To sport, Australia has made Olympic history, winning the final qualification tournament for curling in the Netherlands. Tali Gill and Dean Hewitt are the first Australians to qualify since curling became an Olympic medal sport in 1998. The pair made it through all 7 matches without a single loss. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.